ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ನೀಲಾಂಬುಜಶ್ಯಾಮಳಕೋಮಳಾಂಗಂ ಸೀತಾಸಮಾರೋಪಿತವಾಮಭಾಗಂ ಪಾಣೌ ಮಹಾಸಾಯಕಚಾರುಚಾಪಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ರಾಮಂ ರಘುವಂಶನಾಥಂ.
Actually, I am very happy to be here. Why? Because I escaped a big storm in New Jersey. They are predicting some 3 feet snow there. So it's a good change weather-wise. There's a lot of echo here. Can you do something? Echo? Yeah, okay, little better. Now in the last portion of Bhagavad Gita, that is the last shatkam, Charama shatkam, the last 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan concludes his topic of self-knowledge. So in the 13th, 14th and 15th chapters, Bhagavan thoroughly discussed the topic of self-knowledge. In fact, the Gita is complete with 15 chapters. Then we have these 2 chapters, 16 and 17 chapters, which is Bhagavan is giving us a very important topic, that is a religious way of life. Vedanta or self-knowledge will be understood only when you have a mind which is Vedanta friendly. So unless a person live a religious life, his mind will not be prepared. So the preparation is very important. In material knowledge like science or chemistry or medicine or law, this aspect is not highlighted because sometimes a student may be living loosely, but still he can be number one in the university. But when it comes to spiritual knowledge, this preparation is very important. That is why in the Purva Bhaga of Vedas, the first portion of Vedas, they talk about Dharma Shastra. How a person should live a dharmic way of life. And this will create a mind which is healthy, not only the mind, intellect also healthy. When a mind and intellect is healthy, physical body also shows that. So this religious way of life is the one that prepares for the mind to receive this knowledge. Now it is seen that also if you want to grow a plant, you have to have a conducive atmosphere. Even the laboratories also, these experiments you do, what is that called? Normal temperature pressure, NTP. It is very important for experiments to have results. The same also way in our mind also, we have to have a certain condition, only then the teaching will work. Most of the time, because we forget this, and we being intellectuals, we want to know the rationale, and we jump into Vedanta, and it is very appealing to the intellect also. Not only that, he can, not only he, if he has an intelligence, he can memorize it, he can reproduce it also very efficiently, but still the teaching will not work in him. Unless it is assimilated, become your person, the teaching will not bless you. So therefore Bhagavan thought these topics are very important. So in this 16th chapter talked about Devasura Sambat. So there he said, Devi Sambat Vimokshaya, he said. So this, the divine qualities help us want to gain moksha. And demonic qualities, if you develop, you don't have to develop, you already have. So it will bandhanam. It will tie you down to this world again and again. And towards the end of the chapter, 16th chapter, our topic is 17th. Bhagavan said, Tasma shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthitau jnatva shastra vidhanuktam karma kartum iha arhasi. So therefore, to know what is the asurik sampatti, devi sampatti, demonic qualities and divine virtues, we should refer to shastra. Shastra means our scriptures. Now, even if you buy a small little radio, it comes with a manual. And they write it also, before you operate your equipment, read the manual. Otherwise, what will happen? It will not work. Sometime it will get spoiled also. So, this equipment, our physical body is the most sophisticated equipment. And it is a gift from the Lord. And you think that since He has given this body to us, He is not forgotten to give us a manual. And you see how rich we are with reference to our body. If you want to replace one part, how much money you have to spend? Kidney transplant, hundreds, thousands, isn't it? Then heart transplant, what, 500,000? Any part that you replace, how much money we have to spend? Think about it. If you calculate all of them, your body is worth billions of dollars. And you still feel you are poor. That is strange. And this sophisticated equipment, we are gifted, and Bhagavan has given this to us free. And it is not only that, he has seen to this, to it, that it is working condition. It is not that, you know, you manufacture and send, you know, there is no support, nothing like that. It is supported continuously. It is lifetime guaranteed. Guaranteed for life. And this body, when it is given to us, naturally Bhagavan has given us a manual. That manual is called our scriptures. Now Bhagavan said, if you have doubt, you should refer to the manual. But this precipitated a doubt in the mind of Arjuna. And that is the doubt he is raising in the beginning of this chapter. And an answer to this is the whole Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga. Now Arjuna's condition is like us. The scriptures, they are written in Sanskrit. That also, Vedic Sanskrit, is very difficult to understand. And we are not educated in that field. Suppose we want to do puja, there are rules how to perform a ritual, how to perform puja. Siksha, kalpam, vyagaranam, all those things are all there. Kalpam is the one that gives you instruction how to do all these puja, worship, etc. And for this you have to study, you should be well informed. And where you can go to get this knowledge is our scripture. And those scriptures are written in Sanskrit. And the commentary is also written in Sanskrit. And sub-commentary is also written in Sanskrit. So it is very difficult a person to go into the Vedas or the scriptures to educate ourselves what exactly the nature of worship, etc. So Arjuna says, suppose a person has not studied all these things. He doesn't know how to worship, but he has simple faith. So what will be his status? So this is the question he is asking. Let us see. 17th chapter. Arjuna uvacha. Ye shastra vithim utsrajya. Yajante shraddhayanvitah. Tesham nishta tu ka krishna. Sattvamaho rajastamaha. Arjuna vacha. Arjuna said, yaha shastra vithim utsrajya. A person, yaha, an individual, shastra vithi. There are rules given out by our shastra. See how one should conduct a particular ritual. how one should perform puja. There are 16 steps of puja. How to do avahanam, how to do pradishtha, then offering asanam, then ajamanam, padyam, markhyam, ajamanam, then snanam. All those steps are given one by one in a sequence. The sequence should be followed. Then, otherwise, you know, before he comes, you give him food. You know, that is not correct. Ask him to sit down first, then only you should give food. But some people are in a hurry, you know, they want to finish it. The moment you enter in the puja room, aarti dikhayenge. Then what? You know, you have not done any upachar. He is not ready for aarti. So this is the problem. So let us say Arjuna's question is Shastram Vidhim Utrajya. So let us say he forgets or neglects or give up the Shastra Vidhi, the instruction that is given out by the Shastra. Ejante, here it means Pujanam iti, worship only. Shraddhayanvitaha, with Shraddha, but at the same time, he doesn't know how to do puja, but he has got Shraddha. And with that Shraddha, what he does may not be according to the Shastra. Because there are so many times, you know, so many traditions we follow. In the families, there are so many traditions are there. How it started, what for it started, nobody knows. There was a sadhu in the Himalayas, you know, he used to do puja. And before the puja starts, what happened? He had a cat. That cat used to come and smell all those, you know, puja dravyas. So what he used to do, before starting the puja, this Swami used to tie the cat. Then after the Swami died and Samadhi ho gaya, but then the Shishyas wanted to perform the puja. Then they started looking for a cat because they thought that without a cat tied up, you can't do puja. So this kind of tradition, you know, certain families, there are different kinds of traditions are there. It is not nothing to do with Shastra or anything. That is how my grandfather practiced, so I do it. Why he did it? Origin is nobody asks questions. So Shraddha is there, you know, complete Shraddha is there. But it may not be according to Shastra. Tesham nishtatu ka Krishna. Now they are standing. Nishta here is standing. Ka Krishna sattvamaho rajastamaha. Their status. How do you classify them? Are they sattvic type of worship, rajasic type of worship, tamasic type of worship? Now this is what the point is. Now there are people scripturally illiterate people. That is the idea. They are not illiterate, scripturally illiterate people. So they don't know. It's not that they don't have faith. They have faith. But they don't know how to worship, etc. How do you classify them? So there are people who worship the Lord without following any rules, but with faith. That is one type. Another type is there are people who are learned, but have no faith. They know how to worship. But while worshipping, they have no faith. It becomes mechanical. Then third one is no learning, no faith in anything. So these are the three categories. So Arjuna's question is, those people who are worshipping the Lord with faith but may not have the qualification, or they are not following the instruction given by the Shastra. So what will be their category? If one's action is as per scriptural instruction, then Bhagavan can say it is sattvic. But a person whose practice of puja, worship, etc., has nothing to do with Shastra, then it is very difficult to categorize. So whether he is coming under sattva, rajas, tamas, it's very difficult to say. Then how you will say? Now that is what Bhagavan's job now. Now Bhagavan says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Trivita bhavati shraddha. Dehinam swa asa swa bhavaja. Sattviki rajasi chaiva. Tamasi cheti tam shrinu. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan said, Trivita bhavati shraddha, dehinam sa svabhavaja. So this dehinam here means ajnani bhakta. So svabhavam, how, what svabhava? Svabhava here means character. The character governed for those people who are scripturally illiterate. Their svabhava determine their nature. Svabhava means nature. Everybody has got their own svabhava, isn't it? Somebody is short-tempered, uska svabhava isi hai. And somebody is calm, uska svabhava isi hai. So our likes and dislikes also determined by our svabhava nature. And this svabhava, how did you create? Because of our activities, isn't it? See, every day you practice, slowly, slowly, slowly what happened? It becomes your habit, isn't it? When you are in India, your habits were different. And when you come here to this country, what happened? Because in India, you are not driving. Now you started driving here. Now what happened? It became a habit, isn't it? A habit means what? Now, while driving, you can do so many things. Listening to radio, talking to people, and you do a lot of your office work while driving only. It becomes what? A second nature to you. So also all other habits also. Back in India, they used to cook every meal fresh. Now, there is nothing fresh. Everything is available, ready-made. Peel that thing, microwave it, hot, hot food available. Habits. Now, without microwave, you can't survive. That is the situation. How did you develop that habit? Slowly, slowly, we have picked up those things. And same thing with everything, dance, music, samskaras, how it comes to us. So that's why they say, watch your thought. The thought become the words. Watch your words. The thought becomes action. Watch your action. It becomes your habit. And watch your habit, it becomes your character. And watch your character, becomes your future personality. So therefore, your svabhava is the one, it's like symptom. How do you know you have fever? How do you know you have pneumonia? How do you know you have malaria? It's all symptoms. So here also, whether you have sattvic shraddha, rajasic shraddha, tamasic shraddha, it is all determined by the lakshana, characteristic. How do you express it? What type of puja you do? So object of worship, what type of idol he worship, devata. That determines sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Then second one is mode of worship, prakara, method. The third one is bhavana, motive for puja. This will determine his puja is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Now Hindu pantheon, you know, we have so many gods. And we consider that it is a shame that people say, when it comes to other religion, there is only one God. When it comes to Hinduism, we have so many gods. Is it not confusing? It is not. I tell you, Hinduism is so great. Now tell me, suppose you want to buy a sari, and that sari shop sell only saffron color sari. Will you go there? Where you will go and buy a sari? Where varieties are available, isn't it? You have choice to choose. So our religion also, like a shop, varieties are provided to you for you to choose. It is not that only one thing, you take it or leave it. No, you have choices. Say, according to your temperament, you can choose your God. There are sattvic type of gods, rajasic type of gods, tamasic type of gods are also available for us to choose. It depends, you know, it's like you go to a shopping mall, what you buy determined by your temperament. Now there are so many colors are all there, the Macy's and all that, they are hanging, so many different colors are there. You look at it, you think, who is going to buy this? There are people to buy it. Why? Because it is their temperament. They like it. You can see that some people, the way they dress up, the way they conduct themselves, you can make out what kind of a nature they are. Yeah, Bhagavan is going to tell all these things, okay? Every aspect of it, Bhagavan is going to tell you. This is for judging ourselves, not for looking at others, okay? We have a tendency, that person is something. It is for ourselves. So, trivida bhavati shraddha dehinam sa subhavaja. Sattviki rajasi chaiva tamasi cheti tam shrunu. May you listen to this. According to Subhava, nature, sattvik, rajasik, tamasik, worship. Trivida bhavati shraddha. Faith also, these are the three kinds. They're all faithful people, they have intense faith. That faith is what type, we should know. Then we don't get confused. Continuing. Sattvanurupa sarvasya.
Sattvanurupa sarvasya.
Shraddha bhavati bharata. Shraddhamayoyam purushah.
Shraddhamayoyam purushah.
Yoyat shraddhasa eva sah.
Yoyat shraddhasa eva sah.
Sattvan rupa sarvasya. Here sattva, the word means, as per their antakkarana, mind and intellect. So each one's Shraddha is as per their Antakkarana. The type of mind you have means view of life. Everyone has come with certain view of life. Eye for an eye. You know, this, that is his view of life. Now whoever come and in my way, remove him. That is his faith. He is strong about it. So sattvanurupa, as per their mind, the type of mind you have, Shraddha Bhavati Bharata. That's why the mind of, see, parents can give only physical body to the children. Genetics and all that they study now. Parents can give the physical body. Sometimes the child look like mother, sometimes look like father. Then afterward they say, regret, I wish I have my, you know, mother's face and father's body. But sometimes ulta ho jaate, kya kare? Prarabdha hai wo bhi. But the mind is ours. That's why you have no, parents have no control over it. That's why in Puranas you hear, see, this Pulastya Rishi, he could get Ravana, you see. So also Hiranyakashipu got Prahlada. So there is no guarantee that because your parents are noble, you will have a child like that. No. Or parents are bad, you will get a bad child. No, nothing like that. It all depends upon what mind you carry. Sattvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata. Shraddha mayoyam purushaha. Ayam purushaha, this person is a product of his Shraddha. What is this person? What is your personality? What do you believe in? That's why this is to be developed when the child is growing. See, within from childhood onwards, up to 5 years, 6 years, the child's ability to absorb things is much higher. Everything they hear, they see, they absorb it. Like a blotting paper, you know. That's why the parents should be very careful what they teach them at that time. That is the time we have to develop or create faith in the child. That's why ancient time, whatever we cannot logically explain to the child, were taught to them, memorized. So all the Vedas were memorized, the sutras were memorized, Vishnu Sahasranama, Radha Sahasranama were memorized. So what happened when the child grew up, he is curious to know the meaning. At that time he is matured, we can explain to him. But by the time he has already developed a faith in our shastras. So this teaching has to start. In fact, one child came and asked, a parent came and asked me, Swamiji, what is your the child, what age the child should start Balavihar? I said, Amma, what is the age of your child? Is it 3 years? Amma, you are already late. Why? Because the child's education should start from the womb. Not after the child is born. So that's why we have toddler class also. And you will be surprised, those kids learn much faster. And that's the most hilarious class we have. It's very entertaining to watch them. And their ability to grasp also, so fast. One time you tell, they know it. And if you tell anything wrong, that also they remember. They repeat. So this Shraddha, that's why in a certain, in a Taittiriya Upanishad also, the teacher talks about it. Matra Devo Bhava, Pitra Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atiti Devo Bhava. So in life there are three things very important for the child to emulate and make the child grow healthy. One is mother, because mother is the person with whom the child spends a lot of time growing up. And her influence is the one that creates change in the mind of child. Father also is an ideal, a role model to him. And then comes the teacher. These three are good, then what happened? The child grew up to a matured person. Otherwise, you see the broken families, single parent bringing up the child, how many problems are there? And now they talk about the psychologist, psychiatrist and all that. They recognize it now. Whenever they have a problem, a matured person is a problem, they trace back to the childhood. They call it as some term, they say. They have the important other person or something like that. There is some term they use. Yeah, the other person important or something. There is some term they use. Now they have discovered this. This is discovered by our rishis a long time ago. So, sattvan rupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata. Shraddha mayaha ayam purushaha. This person is a protector of his shraddha. Yoya shraddhaha sa evasaha. Man is what his faith is. Think about it. Whatever you believed in, that is your personality. And the belief and faith keep changing also sometime. Like politicians, he believed in this party now, then tomorrow some other party, like that. But that is not considered personality. It is, they are considered opportunist. But here, your personality is completely depending upon the faith that you carried with you. And this is not something that you develop in this life. This you carried with you from many lives. So that's why Svabhavaja it is. Bhagavan said Svabhava. Now Bhagavan is, because he gave two verses, very abstract idea. Now he is giving the fourth verse, little more like a elucidation, something like a example here.
Yajante sattvika devan.
Yajante sattvika devan.
Yaksharaksham sirajasah. Pretan Bhutaganan Shanye.
Pretan Bhutaganan Shanye.
Yajante Tamasajana.
Yajante Tamasajana.
Here Bhagavan is giving a simple example so that we will understand the point. Yajante Sattvikaha, people who are Sattvic nature, they worship Devan, gods, Sattvic gods. That's why all our temples, you know, all our gods are all looking, smiling, nice, beautiful, handsome, well-dressed also, richly clothed, ornamented. They're all Sattvic. So people who worship Devas. This worship of Deva becomes one of the Panchamahayajnas. The grihastha is supposed to do Panchamahayajna.
ദേവയജ്ഞ പിതൃയജ്ഞ മനുഷ്യയജ്ഞ ഭൂതയജ്ഞ ഋഷിയജ്ഞ ദീസ് ആർ ദ പഞ്ചമഹായജ്ഞാസ് ഈച്ച് ഹൗസ് ഹോൾഡർ ഷുഡ് ഡു. ദേവയജ്ഞ ഈസ് ഡെയിലി പൂജ. In Bhagavatam, there is one beautiful example given that when you want to nourish a tree, you pour water at the root of the tree. At that root of the tree, from there, the whole water is distributed to every pore of the tree. Even though you don't see it, but it happens. Why? Because you see the tree is healthy. So also this entire samsara, the world, is like a tree. And if you want to help somebody, let us say, now you hear so many times those people are needy and all that, so many letters you get it. It's not possible for one person to take care of everybody. It's not possible. But then what you should do, it is said, you like pouring water at the root. The root of the tree is the Lord. You worship Him. Worship Him with a prayerful attitude that may this worship be beneficial to the entire world, humanity. With that sankalpa you do it, you will see you have done your service to the humanity. So this is called Deva Yatnya. So Pitra Yatnya and all those ancestors who died and gone, for their sake you worship them at least once a year. Then Rishi Yatnya, called Brahma Yatnya also, read the scriptures on a daily basis. സ്വാധ്യായ പ്രവചനാഭ്യാം ന പ്രമതിതവ്യം. സോ സ്വാധ്യായ, വൺ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് നെഗ്ലെക്ട് വൺസ് ഓൺ സ്റ്റഡി, ബിക്കോസ് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദ വൺ ദാറ്റ് ഇൻസ്പയർസ് യു ടു ലിവ്. ദ പർപ്പസ് ഓഫ് ലൈഫ്, വട്ട് ഈസ് ദ ഗോൾ ഓഫ് ലൈഫ്, ഇസ് ആൾ പോയിൻ്റഡ് ഔട്ട് ഇൻ അവർ ശാസ്ത്രാസ്. ഇഫ് യു റീഡ് എവറി ഡേ, ഇറ്റ് കീപ്സ് യു ഗോയിങ്. അതർവൈസ് വി ഗെറ്റ് ഇൻ ടു എ മൊണോട്ടണി. Everyday routine life, Monday through Friday. Then Saturday we look for some party. Why? Because you want to break the monotony. Then that party also you attend a few times, then that become monotony. Then you start thinking, let us go somewhere, you know. Then some travel, things like that, you go. Then you get tired, come back, yeah, why did I go? And come back with all bugs. AHI, Atlanta is better. After going on a cruise, you come back, you say it is better here only. So this monotony is because our mind has not discovered something higher, purpose of life. So Brahma Yatnya is very important. Then Bhudayatnya, you give feed the birds, etc. So all living beings are Bhagavan's expression. So therefore you feed them. Then Manishyatnya is feed a guest. Olden days that was a practice. Now that is not advisable. You don't know who is coming. So don't follow that. So, ejante sattvika devan. Sattvic people worship devas, sattvic devas. Like Rama, Krishna, Hanuman, and Shiva Bhagavan, etc. Yaksha rakshamsi rajasaha. Rajasic type of people worship yaksha rakshas. Means what? Kubera, etc. See, Diwali time there is a Lakshmi Kubera Puja, isn't it? I remember when I was going on a pilgrimage to this Chardham Yatra. So one person came and told, gave me one coin, a gold coin. I thought he is giving to me. But it was not. He said, Swamiji, you are going to Badrinath, isn't it? Yes. Where is Kuber Bhagwan? Is there. Alakapuri is very close there. So there is a Kuber Bhagwan's place also there in Badrinath. And you keep the coin under that, you know, statue. Then I thought he is giving a donation there. No, he said, bring it back. You think that once it is done, Kuberji's blessing, he will be rich. So, yacharachamsi rajasaha, then the third type. So, power, position, status, this is what they want. Then, pretan bhutaganancha anye ejante tamasajanaha. So, tamasic people, they worship what? Pretam, bhutam, ityadi. You understand preta, bhuta and all that? Yeah? Spirit. There are people who do this. Sometimes they used to do that also. They invoke a particular soul or spirit, ask questions and they answer. In Taiwan, one lady did that. They called a ghost to answer her questions. Then afterwards, what happened? She didn't know how to send him back. And the ghost started living with her. It was such a nightmare. It came in all newspaper and all that. So this... Now, this is religious way of looking at it, but if you look at it in a practical, modern way also, it's a materialistic way. See, the sattvic people will look for what? Sattvic company, satsanga, etc. Wherever they go, they look for some satsang. Where is a temple where we can go? Which is the nearest temple? Sometime when they look for a house also, they will look for a house near a temple. Or ashram, you are used to ashram, near the ashram. This is what sattvic people do, because at least we can go to the kogil, temple, etc. Now, rajasic people, what they do, they want to look for. Whenever they move to one place, next thing what they look for is, where is party? Kuch party betti hote ki nahi? Why? They want to enhance their friendship. They have to friendly with rich people, well-to-do people, influential people. And before going to the party, they ask also, who are all coming? Is it worth wasting my time? Can I get introduction to this person, that person? This is called rajasic type of people. Now, tamasic type of people is the one who get involved with those people who have just recently got out of jail. And they have the rate also. If you want to break the right leg, there is so much money. Left leg, another, there is a list, catalogue is there. They look at that. And you know, all those riots, etc., they're all engineered by these people. And these people, tamasic type of people, get involved with them. I don't know, somehow they find out. So in the worldly sense also, we can apply the same idea. And what? Okay, then now Bhagavan says, that is worship. Now tapas also, ashastra vihitam ghoram.
Tapyante
ye tapojana.
Dambahankara samyukta.
Kamaraga Balanmita.
See what type of book you read, what type of serial you watch, see, what movie you go, what company you keep, all this determined your svabhava. If you are a sattvic person, that type of book you read. If you are a rajasic person, what type of movie you go, all, you know, like action movies, thriller. If some historical movie, no, nobody is interested. History to ho gaya, abhi kya ka dekhna hai kya? There is no maja nahi hota usme. That's why even our mythological pictures, our the stories and all coming with all box office, all thriller and all that coming now. They made it like that, like Devon Ki Dev, Mahadev and all that. You watch, my God, it is better than any soap opera now. Because that is how you get attracted, otherwise you won't watch. Bhagwan ka katha hai bol ke kon sunenge to dekhenge. Then chutney masala dikha ke. Then people are interested. So here, ashastra vihitam khoram tapyante ye tapojanaha. So some people take up austerity, tapas, such a terrible manner, you know. I don't know whether you have seen in India, those people, they lie down on, what are that, nails. They put some burning charcoal in their mouth. They drink fire. Then I have seen in Himalayas and all that, Rishikesh, Uttarakashi and all, if you go, Rishikesh is there, Uttarakashi, Uttarakashi nahi hai. Haridwar Rishikesh. So Mahatma will be upside down on the tree branch. He will be upside down. And under that there will be a fire. And once in a way somebody, his disciple, will put some mirchi in that. Red pepper. Tapas. It's not given in any shastra. But they take up that kind of, and in I think Tamil Nadu and Kerala, they are all there. What is that? This Mariamman Kovil, hot, you know, this pot they keep on their head, and they beat themselves also. I don't know why. Yeah, with one. And in the Murugan Kovil and all, they go there, they put some, needle, close the mouth, and some wheelbarrow at the back, piercing the skin. You feel miserable. These are all ashastra vihitam, khoram, torturing your body. Tapyante ye tapojanaha, no for what? Dambahankara samyuktaha. It is not for purification of mind or pleasing the Lord, etc. This is for what? I can do it. I can show you. I can do that. I can walk on the fire. I can lie down on these needles, etc. Kama raga balanvitaha. They have desire to be fulfilled. If I do this, my desire will be fulfilled. I want to get this for that. I torture myself. This kind of thing. Dambahankara samyukta kamaraga samanyutaha. Balanyutaha. Strong. Kamaraga balaihi vanyutaha. There is a church in Spain. They crawl by the knee. to light a candle. They feel that if you do that, and while crawling, what happens? Their blood will ooze out from their knee. Crawling, they reach there to light a candle, and they think that their desire will be fulfilled. Have you seen going to Tirupati, seven hills? Some people do shayanam, you know, lying down. Every step they prostrate and then get up, then prostrate and get up, like this they go. I have seen that in Kailas. These lamas, especially Buddhist monks, they live there. So they are able to breathe better than us. So we cannot think of prostrating, then we won't get up. Yeah, you can't breathe there properly. These people, they prostrate, get up, again prostrate. Like this they do pradakshina for the whole Kailas, Parvat. Wow, that is all great tapas. For what? So that I will fulfill my desire. This is. So I remember a story Gurudev used to say. Gurudev was in Uttarakashi with his guru, Tamoji Maharaj. And our Tamoji Maharaj kutiya is very close to Ganges flowing there. There it is not called Gangaji, they are called Bhagirathi. And one Swami Ramanand, used to stand in Gangaji, up to his neck, the water. And you know, Gangaji there, it is so cold because melted snow is coming. And this person used to stand looking at the sun. And then afternoon when the sun turned, he also turned. So people used to keep watch. Ramananda turned means afternoon. That was the saying. And our Gurudev looked at this Ramananji's tapas and went up to his guru, Tapanji Maharaj, and said, "I don't think I can be a sannyasi. I don't think I can continue this." Then he said, "What happened?" He said, "Look at this Mahatma standing in this cold." So Gurudev was brought up in the city because he is not used to cold water. He wants little warm water. That's why he wait for the Gangaji to get warm up. Then only he goes to take bath. So Gangaji gets warmed up a little later. So that was his condition. Then Tapanji Maharaj said, he just laughed, forget it. You think that what he is doing, you can't do it. He thinks that what you are doing, he cannot do it. These are all up to each person. But Swamiji was a journalist, you see. He could not, was not very happy with the answer. He wanted to do an in-depth study on this person. So he waited for Ramanji to come out of the water. And he interviewed him, like any journalist do. "Why are you doing this, you know, tapas?" So Raman said, "You know, when I do this tapas, eventually, with the blessings of Surya Bhagavan, I will become the village head." "Oh, that is your intention. Why you want to become village head?" He said, "I fell in love with this girl, I want to marry her. She said, unless you become a head of the village, you can't marry me." Now this person has no head. If you stand there like this, you become paralyzed. So you may think that this person is doing great tapas. You know, there are people, Mauni Babas come, people have got respect for them. "Hey, you top. 30 years he has not spoken a word. And what is he doing?" Whenever he wants something, he writes and gives. And how do you know that he has not spoken? Because in front of you, he may not do that. Inside his house or his ashram, he will be talking loudly. It is better he speaks, because at least you can communicate with him. This person who cannot communicate is dangerous. You don't know what he is thinking. But people have respect for that, you know.
Mauni Baba hai. So, don't get carried away with the type of tapas people do. I saw one Mahatma in the Himalayas, he's standing only, all the time standing. So we went and asked him, Mahatma, why are you standing like that? I'm doing tapas. For what? He said, shanti ke liye, man shanti ke liye. Mil gaya kya? Nahin, abhi tak nahin. Continue. For getting mental peace, you keep standing, what is the point? This kind of tapas people do, what? The thought is, kama raga balanvitaha. Kama means desire, raga is attachment. Strength of this, they do all that, pulled by, propelled by this. They get carried away, do all this. As a result, Bhagavan says, karshayanta sharirastham. Bhūta-grāma-macetasaha. Mām caivānta-śarīrastham. Tām vidyāsura-niścayān. Karshayanta-śarīrastham. So, śarīram, their body, karshayantaha. Krishi kurvantaha. They make it feeble. Like they starve the body. Starve the body. Some people, they fast every day, except Sunday. Monday Shivji ke liye, Tuesday is for Ramchandraji, then Wednesday for Krishna, Thursday for Guru, Friday for Devi, Saturday for Hanumanji or Venkateshwara, like this. Then Sunday, I think they leave, but one day they'll eat. You think about it. So what happened? The system gets totally wasted. Karshayanda sharirastham bhudagramam achedasaha. All bhudagrama means all the sense organs. Get what happened? They are not doing their job. They become useless. Achetasaha or thoughtless, you can say, or they become useless. Torturing the body, torturing the elements. So all the elements, bhutas, all the senses are represented by a deity. And Tattva Bodha, it is all given. Chachur Devata Suryaha. Manaso Devata Chandrama. Vak Devata Agni. Buddhir Devata Brahmaji. Ahankarasya Devata Rudraha. So this is all Antakkarana. These are all devatas are there. So each one, each sense organ is represented by or blessed by a devata, deity. See, in our shastra, one is called golakam, another is called sense. Golakam means aperture. See, there is one, the eyes, it is a physical thing. But the power to see through that eye is different. And when a person is withdrawing or dying, he withdraws that power unto himself, to the mind. He enfolds everything unto the mind. But the golakam and all that, it is still there. Ears are there, eyes are there, tongue is there, everything is there. But it is not functional.
So that power has come from where? From the devatas. A Jivan Mukta Purusha, what happens? All the powers go back to the devatas, original place. He no more required. So we have borrowed from all these devatas the power, utilizing it profusely. And instead of maintaining it well, what are we doing? We are torturing it. So karsayanda sharirattvam. Sarirastham bhudagramam achedasaha. Deho devalaya proktaha. So this physical body should be looked upon as devalaya, a temple. Because when you put one idol, install an idol, you look at the place as a temple, isn't it? A place of worship, devalaya. Now here you see, Bhagavan himself is residing in you. As Paramatma consciousness, he is residing in you. So how sacred is this physical body? Bhagavan says, Mam chai vanta sharirastam. So he tortured me also. So not only that, he tortured himself, but the Lord who is residing in him also get tortured. Tan vidhya asura nischayan. Such people are asuric people. See, in Rishikesh, all sadhus are fed. There is one annakshetra is there, it's called Kali Kambliwala. Sadhus get food, they are given food 10 o'clock. They all come lined up. It's a very good establishment. It's a trust is there, and the money, whatever that person has put, the interest is the one that maintaining this. Four rotis and dal, that's all they give. And dal is all watery only. Two, three dal will be floating and you have to catch. And roti, thick roti, very strong. We used to make it into, you know, small, small pieces and put it in this dal and soak it, and then like a khichdi we used to eat. But no nourishment, there is no sabji, nothing is there. So all sadhus living in the Himalayas, they were all sick. Because malnutrition, there is nothing. So that is why Swami Sivananda thought of this. He was a doctor. He went and established an ashram to serve these Mahatmas. How noble his thought was. Because he was, as a doctor, he knew what is the problem of the sadhus, and then he used to treat them. Why? Because they thought that taking care of body is nothing. We have to think about Paramatma only. Not too much of body consciousness. We have to get out of the body consciousness and all that. That is the way they were living. But then eventually what happened? If body is not there, you can't realize the truth also. In order to realize the truth, you have to take care of the physical body. Without that, it's not possible. So that kind of tapas is considered asuric type of tapas. Like Bhasmasura, you know, he did tapas. When Bhagavan came, he asked for a boon. Whoever I touch, he should turn into ashes. Immediately Bhagavan said, Tadastu. Then this man has got a doubt. Now, you have given me boon. How do I know it works? But to test, you are the only person available. Let me test it on you. Bhagavan knew it will work. He ran for his life. That time, Bhagavan Krishna, or Vishnu Bhagavan came. He thought his friend is in trouble. So he came as a Vatu in Bhagavatam. That is a story. In some other Purana, Bhagavan took the form of Mohini and came. But in Bhagavatam, he is a Vadu Brahmana, he came, started laughing, and where are you going, Maharaj? I am looking for Lord Shiva. What for? He gave me a boon recently. What boon? Then this boy started laughing again. Why are you laughing? Ah, you are duped, I tell you. You are cheated. What do you mean you are cheated? See, Lord Shiva doesn't have any power now. Because once that Parvatiji is gone, Sati Parityagam is over, that is the time. Sati is no more there, Parvati was not born. Now he has no power. But he go around to give boons to people thinking that he has power. He has no power. How do you know this? And if you have any doubt, you put your hand on your head and see whether it works or not. And that fool put his head on his head. He became ashes. That was the maya of Bhagavan. See. So this type of a asuric tendency, even after getting their power, what they do, they want to misuse it. Torturing the elements, the deities and the life itself, nothing good come out of it. Nothing noble come out of them. That's why Gautama Buddha was fasting. Finally, that lady gave some food. Then he realized this is not the way. Then he is the one who realized the middle path is better. Yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta svapnava bodhasya yogo bhavati dukkaha. So this is already told in Gita before Buddha. But Buddha has to discover himself that. Then he taught that. So, now, after having said this, now Bhagavan is taking up one by one. There are four topics he is going to discuss in this chapter. One is food. That is the first topic he is going to talk. That is sattvic type of food, rajasic type of food, tamasic type of food. Number one. Then yajna, dana, tapaha. These three topics. What is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic type of yajna? Yajna means rituals. Then tapas, austerity. Self-discipline is tapas. Now in that also, shariram tapas, vak tapas, manas tapas. Three levels. Physical tapas, what is that? Then vak tapas. With reference to speech, how to discipline ourselves. Then mental tapas, manasam tapas. Then all of them, what is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Then Bhagavan talks about dhanam, charity. That also sattvic charity, rajasic charity, tamasic charity. Then in conclusion, Bhagavan is going to say, even if you make a mistake, suppose let us say, you want to give some money to somebody, but at that time, that person, you looked at him, you got angry. Then you behaved like a rajasic person. But afterwards, you felt bad. Then what you should do? Om Tat Sat. The neutralization of that effect is also Bhagavan gives. How to adjust the mistakes. That is the topic. We shall see that tomorrow. Especially annam. Everybody will be interested to know annam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.